Title: Swing from Alternating Sample Start Times Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live groove lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to build swing without doing the usual thing. Most people grab groove pull swing, where they nudge MIDI notes off the grid, and that can work, but drum and bass tempos, like 170 to 176 BPM, too much timing drift can smear your transients. Your drums stop feeling sharp, and suddenly the whole groove feels softer than you intended. So here's the move: keep every MIDI note perfectly on the grid and instead, create a latency illusion. We'll make certain hits speak slightly later by changing the sample start time in simpler. Same timing, different perceived placement. That gives you a push-pull swing that stays punchy and mixable. By the end, you'll have a rolling top loop, hats and maybe some ghost texture that feels like micro-timing but still locks into the snare like modern DNB needs. Let's set it up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a nice middle ground for DNB, and it makes it really easy to hear when something is flamming versus grooving. Create a MIDI track and name it Hat Swing Start. Optionally, create an audio track called Drum Bus for later routing, but we can keep it simple for now. And pro tip, this technique shines when you already have a stable backbone. So if you've got a kick and snare pattern or a break layer, get that in first. You want something steady to reference while you dial the pocket. Next, sample choice. This matters more than people think. Pick a hat or shaker with a clear transient. Not a super washy PSHHH hat where the attack is kinda foggy. You want something with a click at the front, and then a bit of tone or noise after it. Because when you move sample start, you're basically changing how much of that front edge you hear, and the ear interprets that as timing. Also avoid samples with a bunch of silence before the transient. If there's pre-roll, sample start changes will just skip silence, not create groove. Drag your hat sample into simpler on that MIDI track. In simpler, set it up like this. Classic mode, trigger set to one shot. Set voices to one to keep it mono and tight. Turn warp off for hats. You usually want them raw and consistent. And if you need cleanup, throw on a high pass filter somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, either in simpler or later with EQ8. Hats don't need low end competing with your kick and sub. Now program the grid locked pattern. Make a 1 bar MIDI clip. Start with straight 1/16 notes across the whole bar, same pitch. Quantize it 100%, and I really mean it. Don't add swing, don't move notes, don't humanize timing. We're going to get movement without timing changes. If you want more jungle energy, you can add occasional 1/32 doubles right before the snares, like just before beat 2 and beat 4. But keep it clean for the first pass. Now we do the core trick. Map velocity to sample start. In simpler, find the sample start control. Then look for modulation mapping and assign velocity to start. The goal is subtle. In DNB, you're not trying to sound like the hat is late by a full hit. You're aiming for a tiny tuck, like a couple milliseconds of perceived delay at most. Because simpler doesn't show this in milliseconds, you dial it by ear. Here's the calibration method I want you to use. Solo your hats and your snare together. Keep the snare totally steady. Then increase the velocity to start amount until you clearly hear the quiet hats getting kind of lazy, and then back it off until it stops sounding like a flam and starts sounding like groove. If you hear a double hit sensation against the snare, you went too far. DNB wants crispness. The illusion should be felt more than heard. Now we create swing by alternating velocities. Go into your MIDI clip and open the velocity lane. Make an odd-even rule for yourself. This is huge. Commit to a pattern. Either the off-steps speak later, or the on-steps speak later. Once your ear locks into the rule, it sounds intentional. If you keep changing the rule randomly, it sounds like mistakes. Start with a simple alternating pattern across the 1/16 grid. High, low, high, low. Repeating. For numbers, a good starting range is high hits around 95 to 115 velocity and low hits around 45 to 70. The highs will start closer to the transient and the lows will start slightly deeper into the sample, so they'll arrive a touch later. And here's a very DNB specific pocket tip. Watch the backbeat area, beats 2 and 4. A common advanced mistake is making hats too lazy right around the snare. That steals urgency and can make the snare feel less dominant. So if anything, keep hats immediately before and after the snare a bit tighter, more Earl speaking, and let the in-betweens be the ones that tuck back. Alright, at this point, if you press play, you should hear a roll that feels like it's dancing even though the MIDI is perfectly straight. Now we add life without wrecking the pattern. Option 1 is MIDI velocity randomness. Drop a random MIDI effect before simpler. Keep the chance low. like 10 to 25%, and set choices to 2. Then follow it with a velocity MIDI effect to clamp the output range. Something like 50 to 110 keeps your alternating groove intact, but prevents the loop from sounding copy-pasted. The key idea is this: randomness should add tiny imperfections inside your rule, not replace the rule. Option 2 is timbre variation and simpler. Turn on the filter, choose high pass or band pass, and lightly map velocity to filter frequency. Now your late hits won't just be later speaking, they'll also be slightly duller or thinner. That's a classic darker roller trick. Depth without needing huge swing. Next, micro envelope shaping, so late hits don't disappear. If start time modulation makes some hits too soft, don't instantly reach for heavy compression. Fix the source first. In Simpler's amp envelope, keep attack super fast, like 0 to 1 millisecond. Set decay somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on the hat. Keep sustain low if it's a short hat. Release around 20 to 80 milliseconds to avoid clicks. And speaking of clicks, if you hear little ticks when sample start jumps, that's usually because the start point is landing mid-waveform at hot level. The fix is either a tiny bit more attack, or slightly less start modulation depth. Don't ignore clicks. On a loud D-Den-B master they get brutal. Now let's put it in context with a basic D-Den-B backbone. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add a ghost snare if you want, or a break layer for texture. This hat trick works best when the core drums are stable, because you're adding motion around an anchor. Try a simple 8-bar arrangement idea. First 2 bars, hats only with some filtered atmosphere. Bars 3 and 4, bring in kick and snare. Bars 5 and 6, add a second top layer, maybe a ride, using the same technique but with a different sample. Bars 7 and 8, add a small fill with 1/32 bursts but keep your alternation rule even inside the fill, so it feels like a flourish, not a timing error. Now let's make it mix ready with a clean stock chain. On the hat's track, start with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Then if it's harsh, dip a little around 7 to 10k, fairly narrow, only if needed. Then a saturator, soft clip on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. And listen, sometimes saturation acts like a transient equalizer. It can bring your late hits forward in a more natural way than just cranking velocity. Then drum bus. Light touch, drive around 2 to 6%. Boom usually off for hats. Crunch from 0 to 10% if you want grit. Then utility for width. Something like 80 to 120% can be nice, but be careful. Wide hats plus reverb equals messy top end and mono problems. If the groove starts leaning too late, do not fix it by moving MIDI notes. Reduce the velocity to start depth. That's the whole point. Grit stays the ruler. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't push start modulation so far that it sounds like flamming, missing transients, or like the hat is two samples fighting each other. Also, don't use a hat with a weak transient. The technique won't read as timing, it'll just sound like tone changes. And don't apply this to your main snare. Keep your main snare consistent. Use this on tops, ghosts, and textures. If you start layering hats, one more advanced warning: if you duplicate the exact same sample on two tracks and apply different start offsets, you can get comb filtering. That hollow, facey sound. It's better to use different samples, or at least different filtering or drive, so they don't null each other. Now, let's push into advanced variations, because this is where it gets really fun. Variation 1. Triplet feel swing without using triplets. Keep 1/16 notes, but instead of strict high-low, do a 4-step cycle. Step 1 tight, step 2 slightly late, step 3 tight again, step 4 the latest. It creates a subtle gallop that hints at triplets, but everything is still on the grid. Perfect for neuro and tech rollers. Variation 2. Reverse swing for urgency. Flip the idea. Make the accent hits start slightly later, while staying louder. The ear anchors to accents, so delaying them a hair can create a stronger push-pull effect. It's weird, but it works. Just keep it subtle. Variation 3. Interlocking two-hat engine. Duplicate the pattern with a second hat, but do the opposite alternation rule. So hat A is high low high low, and hat B is low high low high. Keep hat B lower in the mix and maybe filtered darker. Suddenly the groove feels like it's moving even if your modulation depth is tiny. Variation 4. Ghost snare texture. Put a rim or noisy ghost on offbeats, and use the same velocity to start mapping so every other ghost feels like it drags. It's amazing when your main snare is super clipped and modern, because it adds a human shadow behind it without touching the snare itself. Variation 5. Dynamic swing per section. Put the hat in an instrument rack and map the velocity to start depth to a macro. Then automate it so verses are tight, builds get looser, and the drop pulls back slightly so it hits controlled and punchy. That gives you an energy narrative without rewriting MIDI. And if you want to get truly surgical with the transient, build a two-stage hat inside a rack. One simpler is a super short click layer that never changes start time, and the second simpler is the noisier body layer that does the start time swing. You get the groove illusion, without losing the tick that defines timing. That's a pro move. Practice exercise time. This will train your ear fast. Make a 1/1/16 hat loop. Duplicate it into two versions. Version A. Use groove pull swing, like MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 20-35%. Version B. Remove groove, quantize 100%, and do what we just did. Alternate velocities, velocity map to sample start. Then a slash B them level matched. Ask yourself, which one keeps transients cleaner? Which one rolls better at 174? Which one still survives when you slam a drum bus compressor later? Bonus challenge. Add a second hat layer doing the opposite alternation and see how little modulation you need to get serious movement. Let's recap the core idea so it sticks. You just created swing without shifting note timing by alternating sample start time using velocity to start and simpler. Alternating velocities becomes a repeatable groove template for tight modern DDNB tops. You kept it mix ready with envelope control and a simple stock chain, EQ, saturation, a touch of drum bus, and careful width. If you tell me what kind of hats you're using, like tight 909, acoustic hat, shaker, ride, or something noisy and distorted, and what subgenre you're aiming for, like liquid, jump up, neuro, or jungle, I can suggest a start modulation range and a specific alternation pattern that usually translates best.